Okay, you're back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning.
Hello again, David. And our next segment is going to be on downsizing, which is an important topic for many seniors out there.
Yes.
It's not only financial, it's emotional. Lots of different things come into downsizing a home. And we have Sandy Polinsky with us, who is going to share some ideas with how best people, seniors, can go about that.
Good morning.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. Tell us about yourself first.
Well, I'm a Tanner North Hempstead resident. I live in East Williston.
Okay.
I am a real estate broker, associate broker, and I'm licensed with two firms, complementary firms. One is Homes by Marin Syosset, and the other is David R. Maltz, where we do real estate auctions.
Okay, well, I don't even know what that is, a real estate auction. That's a foreclosure?
Doesn't have to be.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't have to be. It's we help seniors in particular, as well as other people, certainly. For different reasons, different people want to sell their homes in different ways. So I give them options and different methods to either sell their home quickly through an auction or traditionally through multiple listing, which is what I do for most homes, is multiple listing. But on the rare occasion, or there are homes that need to be sold quickly for whatever reason, we help them liquidate their assets, meaning their cars, their boats, their jewelry, their personal property, collectibles, things like that. So basically a full service.
Okay. Let's go with a very basic question. What would be the first step when a senior sitting home, couple, okay, adult children are all obviously out of the house, possibly what we're seeing more and more, right, David, is they're in other states.
Yes.
But mom and dad decide it's time to, we don't need a five-bedroom house anymore, and we don't need to be cutting grass or having a landscaper, et cetera,
right,
et cetera.
And paying the taxes,
right,
and dealing with the weather and dealing with the potholes.
Exactly.
It happens often.
But in the town of North Hempstead, the potholes get filled within 24 hours.
Yes.
So watch what you say, Sandy. No.
Yes, and they're perfect. The first thing to do is call me and let's have a conversation.
Okay.
I'll be happy to come over, take a look at the home, sit with the people. And like you mentioned earlier, it is a very emotional process for people. And I try to give them a lot of time and attention and understanding. And I always say real estate in the end is about the property being sold, but mostly it's about people and getting through the transaction and their emotions and what's important to them. So I try to really pay close attention to their needs and really listen to them, because every transaction is different and every couple or single or every person is different.
Yeah, it's a friend of ours who moved some years back from Great Neck, they moved to the city. He said, it's an emotional experience.
Well, they've raised their children, sometimes their grandchildren. Yeah. They've sent their children through the school. They've become an integral part of the community.
Right.
And it's hard. It's an emotionally challenging time, and I do a lot of hand-holding. And I love that part of my job.
Right. Well, there's a point where it's a financial transaction.
Sure.
There's no question about it, but that really is secondary. You know, whether they turn around and sell a house for $750 or $725 or $450 or whatever the number is, I'm making up the number. It's insignificant. It's more having the peace of mind that they're doing the right thing, they're going the right direction, and they're not going to look back with regrets. Because when you make a decision when you're 30, you have time to fix it.
Sure.
When you make a decision at 85 and you move to a different place, it's very hard to reverse that and say, I never should have, let's go back. Now you can't afford the house.
Right.
Especially people years ago. Well, I think it still exists, who sell New York and go to Florida.
Yeah.
A year later, you're not. Yeah, but it's very hard because your Florida property has by no means appreciated equal to your New York property trying to buy it back. So that has to be, you have to have conversation, deep conversation.
And that's why each client is different. And they do deserve the time and the ear and the patience in understanding what's important to them. And I have sat with people and said, you know what? Maybe now's not the time for you. It's not about me. It's not about me making a commission. It's about them and what's best for them. And sometimes they'll share their thoughts and concerns with me, and I'll just repeat back what I've just heard. And I may say to them, maybe 6 months from now, you might feel more comfortable with that. But if you are ready to sell your home, let's do it now. And the reasons being are, right now, the mortgage rates are low.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the taxes, we don't know where they're going to go. And you're healthy and well and want to do this possibly, which is why I'm in their home having this conversation with them. So let's analyze it. And depending upon what's important to them, we'll kind of brainstorm together and come up with a plan that makes sense for them.
Sandy, what you're saying about how you help people go through this process brings something to my mind. I don't know whether it's going on now, but there was a time not too many years ago when people figured, who needs a real estate agent or a real estate broker? I can just stand on the street corner and say, I want to sell my house in East Williston or Kings Point or where have you. I don't need them. But they do.
You know, people think that, and you get what you pay for. And I say the two things that you really need when you hire, there's a difference between an agent and a broker. And it's the difference between an undergrad degree and a master's degree. You do need additional education to become a broker, and you do need to have X amount of transactions. So that comes with experience. So first, the people will say, I could do it as a FSBO.
A broker is higher than an agent.
Correct.
I didn't know that. Okay, that's why I want to.
A lot of people don't.
I do. Okay.
An associate broker.
I never heard this before. That's why I wanted to interrupt you.
Yeah, a lot of people use those words interchangeably, an agent and a broker.
Yeah.
The difference is an agent can be somebody that comes out of school, takes their licensing exam tomorrow and goes out and shows you a house. They may do one transaction a year. If it was me and I was looking to list my home, I want to know, it's like going to a doctor that just came out of med school. Nothing wrong with that, but I'm going to choose somebody personally that's got a lot more experience.
Okay.
Yeah, who's done 50 of them.
Yeah. You want to know someone that's done exactly that for you in the past. So an associate broker is somebody who chooses to not own their own firm. I'm an associate broker.
Okay.
I don't want to own my own real estate firm and manage agents and fix fax machines and copy machines.
Right.
And I don't want that. I want to do what I do best, which is list and sell homes. So back to David's question. For sales by owner are great in theory, but you want somebody that has experience that knows how to handle the pitfalls that come up. And
what are some of the pitfalls?
There's so many variables. You want somebody that comes in and gives you the right pricing parameters. So you're not overpricing a house and having it sit on the market for too long where it becomes stale. That's day one. You want somebody that knows how to market it, which segments to market, where to market it, how to market it. You want somebody to walk in and take you from the open house process, from showing it and showing properly what's important to people. You as a homeowner don't know that gas is a hugely important thing to many people, having gas cooking, gas heat. You'll just say, this is my home, and you think your home is built with golden nails. Every seller thinks their home is golden nails. And the truth is that, if you want me to analyze it in a business sense, which is what you're hiring me to do, I'm going to look at the comparables in the neighborhood. And that's very important when you go to close a house. So let's say David thinks his house is worth $100,000 more than every other house in the neighborhood because his house was built with golden nails.
Okay.
And we now get under contract and we've got it off the market. The property's no longer being marketed because it's under contract. And the appraiser comes in. And the appraiser comes in from Suffolk County. And they don't know a home in the town of North Hempstead and the values. So as a for sale by owner, you don't have the artillery to say to this appraiser who's now working for the bank and is representing the buyer's mortgage, well, this is really what it should be, and I've showed this house and sold that house, and the adjustments need to be made here, there, and everywhere, because you don't know. A professional will come in, this is what I do all day long, every day, and I'll say, no, here are the comps, and the reason is whatever. But more importantly, I wouldn't have overpriced the listing, and I wouldn't have sold it at $100,000 over the asking price. Because what happens in a very frightening scenario is you do sell it for more than it is, and the bank squashes that mortgage. You can't close on it.
Right.
And now your house has not been on the market. You've missed the market. And you put your seller or the for sale by owner is in a really difficult spot. So at that point, you're going to have to drop your price possibly significantly.
Interesting.
Yeah, you see that sometimes. You can look in the paper, you can see it started X, then it's X minus 10%, X minus 20%.
Right.
Yeah, I'd rather not take the listing than have it overpriced and have it be a problem, because it is about handling emotions and I don't want my sellers upset. So I'd rather say I'm not the right broker for that property that you think is worth way more than it should be within the given area, than have somebody be mad at me and unhappy with my services.
You talked about marketing. Does that include finding the right kind of buyers?
That's totally my job.
Tell us about it.
Well, it depends. You know, there are different ways of marketing a home. Depending upon the client, which is the seller's needs, we can do it as an exclusive, which means it doesn't go on multiple listing, and I market it. And let's be honest, these days, print advertising is really not the best way to go about it because people don't read newspapers the way they used to. They're using their iPads. They're using their phones. Technology has really taken over on that. There are situations where I will run a print ad, but more often than not, I want it to hit the internet in a big and fast way.
Okay.
So exclusives are a little bit smaller, and depending upon the seller, they don't want the craziness of it, let's say, of multiple listing. Multiple listing gives another cooperating agency the ability to show the property, where I would manage that, schedule that, and work with them and their buyers. So as an exclusive, it's really just me and my agency and buyers that come in through Trulia or Zillow or a third-party reporting agency, and I handle those to find the buyers. Additionally, if you want to go to multiple listing, which does welcome other cooperating brokers, I also would be managing the other agents and their clients and showings, and I walk it through every inch of the process. And even if there is another agent on it and they're not as experienced, I handle it.
Okay, I'm going to have to put a hold on this right now. I'm taking a break. We're listening to Sandy Polinsky on 88.1 FM WCWP. We'll be right back after this message.
All right, my children, Grandfather Rock is here. Hi, this is Chris McIntosh. Join me every Friday night at 9 and Sunday evening at 5 for Rock and Soul Gospel, the best indie music around. That's Friday nights at 9, Sunday evenings at 5 for Rock and Soul Gospel, right here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.